Well, with me here today is Steve, one of my original patients when I started 15 years ago.
Has it been that long?
Yeah, Steve, how long have you been coming to me?
Yeah, I think you're right. It was 15 years.
15 years? Uh-huh. Well, that's a long time. It doesn't sound too good to me that somebody come to me this long for a problem that I have not solved your problem. But anyway, what did we, when did you first come to me for?
I had hurt my back, and I hadn't been able to work for quite a while. I had problems with my low back and problems with my neck, and I could only work for a short period of time, and I would get really tired. And I just had no energy, and my back bothered me all the time, and I had no energy, and it was just very depressing.
Yeah. How long did you have that problem?
Before I came to you?
Yes.
Well, I'd hurt.
Go ahead.
I had hurt my back when I was like 20 years old and gone to chiropractors, and that pretty much kept it okay. But then I re-injured my back lifting something, and I couldn't walk for about 3 months.
Mm.
And it just never seemed to get better after that.
You, I recall that you went to UCLA Scripps.
Well, even after going to chiropractors and going to all these doctors, and you know, years passing, it just never really got better. You know, I never completely got back to where I used to be, and I thought maybe there was something wrong.
Uh-huh.
Why did I have no energy? How come I was tired all the time? And I
how old were you then?
35.
Well, you shouldn't be tired.
No, not 35.
Yes. Yes, right, yes.
So I went down to Scripps Clinic in La Jolla, and I spent like a week down there doing every test that they could think of, including psychological tests.
So who paid for those tests?
My insurance did.
Your insurance? Okay.
Yeah. And after the entire week down there, they decided I was in perfect health. You know,
perfect health, but you're tired.
Did a treadmill. They checked all blood. I mean, everything they could check.
Do you recall how much it cost?
No, I don't know. I know it was a lot of money.
A lot of money,
A lot of money.
And what did you come up with the, other...
They finally decided that my problem was that I was depressed.
You're the last guy that would say you're depressed.
They told me I was depressed, and that's why I had no energy, and they referred me to this psychiatrist, and he put me on some kind of mood elevator, and I'll never forget it. Because the first time that I took it, I was going to go to work. And when I left for work, I took this pill. I don't know what it was. And I never made it to work. I got lost going to work. I don't know what the stuff was.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
I never made it to work.
So how did you finally get to work?
Well, I had to call somebody. I was on a corner, but I couldn't figure out what. I don't know. Nothing made any sense.
I see.
I don't know what the pill was. It was some kind of a mood elevator or something.
Then you also went to UCLA.
Same thing. Went to UCLA.
For how long?
Like 3 days of tests.
3 days of tests.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they never did come up with anything. They said there was nothing wrong with me. They just told me I was getting older.
35 years old?
Yeah. They said, you're getting older. You know, you
so they did not give you any treatment either?
No.
Oh.
No, they never came up with anything.
Yeah, you told me you were very depressed too.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would work for 2-3 hours a day, and I was tired. I mean, I had to go to bed.
2-3 hours a day, you're tired at age 35.
It would wear me out. And it was so frustrating because it was like right at the beginning of the, you know, the fitness craze that's been going on in this country.
Right.
And here's everybody my age running, you know, 100 miles a day or something. I'm tired after a couple hours just doing simple things.
And you said you also have infections all the time?
Yeah, I had one sinus infection after another, and bronchial infection or a pneumonia. I just had a barrage of stuff. Every 6 weeks I ended up on some kind of an antibiotic.
Antibiotics.
Yeah.
Well, how many years were you doing it?
Oh, I'm not sure. A long time.
Long time.
A long time.
So you recall what happened when you first came to me after my treatment?
Well, actually, I went to another acupuncturist before I came to you.
Okay.
And I don't know what the guy did, but after the treatment, it's like all the spots that he treated flared up.
Flared up. Wow.
And it was like way worse than it was before I went to
him. Oh, really?
And
it shouldn't be.
No, it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to do. And luckily, I found out about you. I don't remember how I found out about you.
Hmm.
I don't know if it was somebody referred me to you or...
So you're brave. After the acupuncture, it caused you worse, and you still come to
well,
me?
Well, I know people have had acupuncture and that have had unbelievable results. I know people that had back problems for years and years, a few treatments, and that was it. They were never had any trouble again.
Hmm.
So I know it. I know it's a worthwhile thing. I guess I got a bad doctor, or he treated me wrong. I don't know.
Okay. So you recall what happened after my treatment? How soon after my treatment do you feel some improvement?
Oh, I felt immediate improvement.
Immediate improvement. After all these years of pain and depression?
Oh, yeah. There was an immediate change. I didn't go away entirely, you know, but after like two or three treatments, I would say... I don't know, probably 50% difference.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, over a period of time, it got better and better and better. And now my problem is I work too much.
Yeah, you drive from Victorville all the way to Orange County to work every day.
I live in the high desert.
Yeah.
Work in Orange County. Just the drive alone, I would have to go to sleep for 8 hours, you know. Normally.
Right. And how many hours a week you work now?
I have no idea.
You told me
too
like
much.
Yeah, 60 to 80 hours a week.
Probably.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
and before you get tired after 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah, just simple. I couldn't walk. I couldn't stay on my feet for any length of time.
Mm-hmm.
My low back would start hurting and it would bother my neck, and I just get fatigued real easily.
Mm. So now that what are the problems you still seeing me for?
Well, I have deformity in my neck from birth, and the treatments, when it gets out of hand, the treatments make me feel like a brand new person. But for some reason, I don't know if I have arthritis in my neck or whatever it is, but when the weather gets bad, it seems like it flares up, and I end up back getting another treatment.
Well, I tell you, some of the things that you're still not listening. One is a lifestyle, working too much.
Well,
60 hours a week is too much. Number two, you're not really on the diet, I told you.
That's true. I'm not.
Because you work so hard, it's not easy to prepare your own food.
It's very hard to eat
food.
Good on the road.
Okay, so you eat out a lot.
Yes,
and many times you don't really watch out for spicy food or starchy food.
No,
those are your bigger problem.
You're right.
And one of the most important problems, we always argue, is that you are the doctor every time you came to see me and you say, I want here injected. You never go to my program.
That's true.
Which is okay because you're paying my rent. Yes.
No, but really, the difference is like day and night from when I first came here, and I really don't know what I would do without the treatments because I wouldn't be able to function.
Yeah, we become very good friends. Let me ask you, how about your immune system now? How's it compared to before?
Oh, it's incredible. Well, you know, if I come down with some kind of a sinus infection or something, I'll call you.
Yes.
But I mean, that's like maybe once a year.
Uh-huh.
Not every 6 weeks or 8 weeks.
Yeah, every time you get cold, you drive all the way down here.
Well, not a cold, but sometimes I'll... Well, you know, you notice my voice is messed up. It's not normal.
Yes.
And that's because I was hitting the throat when I was a kid.
Yes.
And it damaged my larynx and my vocal cords.
We should work on that the next time.
And... Only one vocal cord really works good, so I'm really susceptible to sore throats.
Mm.
I almost died. I was in the hospital for a long time.
Mm.
So it was very. They tell me 2 out of 3 people that have a serious trauma to the throat usually don't make it.
Mm.
So I was lucky that I survived that. But I didn't talk for like over a year.
Really?
I
didn't remember you telling me that. Yeah.
You probably did. So it's like an Achilles heel for me.
Mm.
So just normal talking for me. Takes a lot more energy than it does for you.
We should actually work on that then, so it make you talk easier. I mean, it's not that difficult to do, really.
So what happens is I get a sore throat easy. If I get a sore throat, if I don't take it easy and rest, I'll end up, you know, with a sinus thing or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot stronger than I ever used to be.
Yeah, I treated you for sore throat before. What you want to comment on my claim that colds and flus can be cured?
Well, there's something that's amazing. If I feel like I'm coming down with the flu or cold, or if I have a sinus infection, I would say probably 8 or 9 out of 10 times a treatment instead of antibiotics will knock it out.
Mm-hmm. My treatment, right?
Yeah, your treatment.
Yes.
If I come in here and I know I'm coming down with something,
mm-hmm.
and I get a treatment, odds are tomorrow I'll be brand new.
Yes.
And
I know.
Whereas normally, you know, it would take the course, you know, like 3 days to get it, 3 days to have it, 3 days to get rid of it, like most people go through.
And you need antibiotic. I remember in the early days you still asked for Cathrex and all those antibiotics.
Well, every once in a while, you know.
But more so like in the early years.
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays you hardly need it.
Oh, yeah, once in a while now. Not like, I think every 6-8 weeks I would get this.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't get that anymore.
Very good.
So I know my immune system is stronger.
Yes.
No, I know I'm a lot stronger than I used to be.
Right. Right now I'm doing a study to prove that colds and flus can sore throats, usually one treatment. I get rid of the sore throat.
Yeah, it's the most amazing thing about your treatment,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, you got to get on my homeopathic and food supplement program. You still haven't been doing it. That's why you keep coming to me, which is okay with me because you pay more money doing the shots than doing my supplement program. But anyway, Steve, thanks very much for the interview. And we'll talk to you later.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.